There he is. There's Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. It sounds like you're grabbing some dinner, man. What's for dinner?
Tonight?
Yes.
We went to Zupa's, and I got some soup and a brisket sandwich.
What did you get me?
I will get you whatever you want because I'm late, so I owe you.
That's the reason why I asked you. I was like, hold on, I'm hungry too, and you're late arriving here. No, it's all good. It's all good, man. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. Getting ready to head to California tomorrow.
Oh, really? So tell me a little bit about that. What's going on in California? What part of California are you headed to?
Flying into Los Angeles, and my wife and I decided about a month ago that we wanted to go see. I'm a tree guy. I love trees, right?
Okay.
Maybe I shared that before. I want to go see the giant sequoias. Mm. And she wanted to see the monarch butterflies where they winter.
Okay.
So we conceived of this trip where we fly into Los Angeles. We go up the coast a little bit and see the butterflies. And then we would do an about face and head to Sequoia National Forest. And if we had time, then we'd zip over to Yosemite. We rented an Airbnb in a little town called Three Rivers. But Ian Leonard is destroying this vacation for us.
Uh-oh. What's the problem now?
Well, there's torrential, copious amounts of rain coming in off the ocean. So when we land, it'll be raining very hard. They're supposed to get 2 to 3 inches of rain where we're going.
Yeah, and tomorrow they're supposed to get 12 hours worth of rain, according to a national broadcast I heard earlier. Yep.
And that, according to Ian, is accurate. And then, but the mountains where the parks are, Ian said as of last night, 61 inches of snow.
Oh, boy.
So it's put a little bit of a crimp in our style. But we're going to go. We're going to make it an adventure and just see what happens.
That's the way to do it, man. You can't complain about it now, right? You just got to deal with what you're going to be dealing with.
You got to go. And top it all off, you know, trees are one thing. My wife, the butterflies aren't where they're supposed to be. So instead of, say, 10,000 of them hanging on trees, there was 173.
Yeah. No, I hear you. By the way, I'm just going to go ahead and put it in my phone now. Zupa's on Randy Meyer in the future.
Yep.
I love that Zupa's in Eden Prairie, by the way. It's right over there by that Rusty Taco and all that. Yeah, I used to live literally right over by there because that's right by the Lifetime flagship.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Very close to that. And then, of course, the new light rail, the ending point for the light rail is right there, will be right there when it's all said and done.
Yep. Hey, what is the thing that Randy Meyer looks to that kind of signifies the end of the harsh winter that typically we have in Minnesota? Because for me, whenever the Twins head off to spring training, I know that it's not warm here at that particular time, but then my mind kind of goes into a different realm. It gets to a point of, okay, the end is near.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me because it's been brutal the last couple of winters in terms of, so as soon as it usually happens around the third week of February, where the cross country ski trails and the snowmobile trails up north are not able to accommodate the sleds and the skis anymore.
Mm.
It the snow falls and it melts so quickly, and it's like you got to put the stuff away.
Yeah.
So you put that away and you get out the golf clubs.
I hear you on that. Well, it's funny because a little bit earlier, I text my buddy Ben Pop. He's the executive director of the Berkey, and I'm checking in with him, and I'm like, hey, how are things looking for next week? Because next week is the Berkey Biner, and I'm hoping that things will go over well for them. Now, I don't think that they're going to necessarily get much or any more snow, but I think temperature-wise, it's going to be good enough for them to be able to pull it off successfully.
You're so right on that. I actually just checked on that this morning as well. Yeah, I mean, obviously this week is going to be brutally cold with the exception of Friday. But all next week, as far out as we can see, through Wednesday, single-digit temperatures, nighttime lows well below zero. And up there, typically you're talking about at least 5 degrees colder than what we have down here. I think they might get 1 to 3 inches on that Friday night, Saturday thing, but they got a good, I was up there last weekend and we got a good 7 inches last weekend up there on top of probably 5 that we had. So there's a foot like at my cabin.
Yep.
So I think they'll be fine. They're certainly better than they've been the last couple of years.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, we're talking to Fox 9 News anchor Randy Meyer here on The Lake Show, News Talk, 830 WCCO. All right, Randy, give us what some of the top headlines will be this evening that you guys will look at on the Fox 9 News.
All right, a couple things. Marvin Haynes, the wrongly accused Minneapolis man, spent 19 years in prison, was released. He is now seeking compensation from the state of Minnesota, $100,000 per year. He was incarcerated. Essentially, you can round it up to $1 million, $2 million if everything goes his way. And so we've got sort of the details on that. We talked to him today, and he talks about what his future holds, how he would like to become a real key player in getting some of these young youngsters that are clearly headed down the wrong path. He'd like to get some mentor, like a really solid mentoring program put in place.
Yep.
So he talks about that, and it's good to catch up with him from time to time because he's been very active since leaving prison. So it's good to see what he's been up to. And you know, I think by all measures, he certainly will be due a sum of money that that he wants to work with.
Yeah.
And so we're going to look at that. We also talked, I don't know if you were following this yesterday, you know that there was this burglary, kind of this brazen burglary
yep.
string that was going on.
I saw some of the video, yeah.
Yeah, so that video, you saw the suspects shoot up to a window, hit a guy in the jaw that was just looking out to see what was going on out there and shot him in the face, hit him in the jaw, and then it went through his shoulder. We tracked him down and talked to his girlfriend about the whole thing. Of course, he's in the hospital, but talked to him about how that all went down and how he's doing. And then we sent Leon Purvis up to St. Cloud to talk to, there's a professional driving service up there. Last week we had the situation with a school bus where that school bus driver avoided a head-on semi-accident by swerving into the other lane at the last second. And there's a service up there that teaches people how to avoid catastrophic collisions. And Leon went up there, and I see he just walked into the newsroom, so he's back. We'll be doing that story as well.
Got you. Well, man, yeah. you got some good stuff on the horizon for tonight, man. I appreciate it. Hey, thanks so much for calling in and checking in with us. We'll catch the Zupas a little bit later. But more importantly, have fun in Los Angeles.
Looking forward to it. No matter what happens, it'll be fine. It'll be an adventure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Safe travels to Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show.